The nation's most comprehensive national security readiness drill is underway. GLADO, a fictitious terrorist organization, set off a dirty bomb in Seattle yesterday, resulting in about 200 casualties and sending a plume of radiation across the city. Meanwhile, in Chicago, GLADO unleashed pneumonic plague. These exercises, costing a total of $16 million, are designed to test the readiness of local, state, and federal officials. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The simulated attack in Seattle began with a bang and billowing black smoke. As helicopters flew overhead and dozens of reporters looked on, a 1,000-pound fertilizer bomb exploded, sending radiation into the air. Within 3 minutes, the first fire rescue teams arrived on the scene, a vacant area south of downtown Seattle. The first responders began to assess the situation and deal with those who were injured. At the time, they didn't know that the bomb contained radiation. And as the exercise played out, some of those early rescue workers were contaminated. In addition to dozens of fire trucks and ambulances, hazardous material squads and urban rescue teams began to arrive. They began extracting the mock victims, decontaminating them, and sending the most seriously injured to the hospital. 28-year-old Anwar Peace had come to watch. He said the drill gave him confidence that the city was in good hands should the unthinkable happen.
I actually watch victims walk away from the rubble and having officers helping them out and seeing the victims with, you know, bloody bandages on and limping. I'm really impressed so far.
But at the same time, he bemoaned what seemed to be a certain lack of realism in the drill. From our vantage point, at least, there seemed little sense of urgency. When another onlooker, Derek Culler, was asked if he thought the drill had value, he replied yes and no.
I think it has training value because it is a good exercise to see how many of these people can cooperate with each other and get all the multi-levels of operations that need to be coordinated to get this thing done. But as far as a realistic level, I don't quite think so. It seems to me that it's a little too staged.
But city officials who watched the exercise described it as an exemplary first response. Some glitches did present themselves. Early on, some police officers from outlying cities who were called to the scene weren't told which radio frequency they were supposed to be communicating on. Seattle's deputy police chief, Clark Kimmerer, says that didn't surprise him.
Those things always have to be worked out, and quite frankly, that's a sign to me that the exercise has the right degree of realism.
Yesterday, the governor of Washington State, Gary Locke, stressed that these were only drills and that there was no credible terrorist threat against the region.
But the time to test is before such a threat arises. We're performing this exercise to be better prepared. And indeed, when we were asked by the federal government if we were willing to participate in this exercise, when we were asked over a year ago, we all jumped at this opportunity.
As the rescue exercise played out in the vacant land, local and state officials were massed in a command center making decisions about what to do. Should the freeway be closed down? Should the commuter trains and the buses be stopped? How extensive was the health threat from radiation? In the end, the virtual residents were told not to evacuate, something that might not have gone over very well if this had been the real thing. The actions at the bomb site and the decisions made by local and state officials were all monitored in real time at yet another command site. This one managed by Darcy Morgan, who's in charge of this week's national security drills.
We get data. We get a lot of data. One of the main functions out in the field, on the sites, at the hospitals, at the emergency operations centers, are data collectors. They are watching, they're observing, and they're documenting how people perform on their jobs. We extract all that. We compile it. There's that analysis done on it, and it's made into a comprehensive after-action report.
Today in the mock scenario, the FBI continues its investigation to determine who's responsible. Some residents whose homes may have been contaminated will be moved into shelters, and officials clad in moon suits will be going through Seattle neighborhoods to determine if there's any radiation. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.